Have you noticed them? You must have. The names etched into these bricks by those who've lived here over the years. Some passing through, some who stayed a lifetime, some who left and stayed away, and some, like me, who returned. I etched mine before I left. It's on there somewhere. You'll find more on the house that's in the same position on the next road down, just past the shop. It's not changed much on these streets, you know. They still look pretty much the same as when me dad walked them to go to work, as when Nigel Barton walked them with his dad in that television play they made here. There was a follow-up called Vote, Vote, Vote for Nigel Barton. That was filmed somewhere else, but Nigel was still stuck in between, becoming caught up in politics and finding himself hemmed in between principle and compromise, idealism and power, where half-truths take less time to tell than whole ones. And it was depressing, really, watching it, because nothing's really changed. But maybe now's the time to be a little more positive. I think I am, because I'm seeing how much people are doing. Knowing that you've got to make change yourself rather than waiting for institutions to do it for you. And people have been out and about more, discovering their local area because they couldn't go anywhere else, meeting their neighbours, talking to each other, realising they're not just people who live in between each other, but little communities that can make things happen if they want it to. Gathering in ones and twos and fives and tens, and then more still, to mend fences and rejuvenate buildings and furnish welfares. Which reminds me, the welfare is just down the road, only a couple of minutes away, and there's a good chance if it's open that I'll be there. Unless you're listening to this many months after Phil has spoken my words for me, and the welfare didn't manage to find its space in the village as it continues to change. Because we're always in between something, aren't we? Between yesterday and tomorrow. And nothing can ever change that. Thanks for listening. The car park where we started is just round the corner on the right. And take care.
Alan's story was written by Andy Barrett and read by Phil Malloy. It was recorded by Phil Booth at JT Sewer, and the sound design was by Adam P. McCready. Thanks to Roger Williams, the Bestwood Male Voice Choir, the African Apostolic Church, Katya Hock, Rob Wumwell, and all those whose voices you heard, everyone who shared their stories, and all who helped with the research for this walk. Alan's story is part of Sherwood Voices, a series of six audio walks for Bestwood, Calverton, Clipston, Edwinstowe, Newstead and Ollerton. The project has been produced by Excavate in partnership with Inspire and Minor to Major, and has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the National Lottery Heritage Fund.